The Justice Department says it will investigate the police in Ferguson, Missouri, over allegations of biased law enforcement. This follows last month's riots in the wake of the police shooting of an unarmed black 18-year-old. NPR's Martin Costi reports that such investigations have become more frequent under the Obama administration.
These investigations have become so common that protesters have learned to ask for them by name.
How y'all doing today?
Take these activists presenting their demands outside St. Louis City Hall last week.
An expanded Department of Justice investigation into patterns of racial profiling and civil rights violations by the police across North St. Louis County. Yes.
It now looks like they're getting their wish. But what they may not realize is that these investigations are relatively new. They date back to 1994, when Congress gave the Justice Department the power to sue police departments for patterns of civil rights violations. William Yeomans worked at Justice then. He traces that new authority back to the police beating of Rodney King and its aftermath.
There was great interest in these issues in the aftermath of the Rodney King prosecution. And you'll recall that after that incident, there were riots in Los Angeles, enormous property destruction. I think 50 people lost their lives. So there was a real national interest for a while.
Yeoman says the Obama administration has been very aggressive in using this authority. Still, there are more than 12,000 local police agencies in the country, so it takes a high-profile incident to attract the Justice Department's attention. But once the feds have an agency in their sights, brace yourself.
It's unlikely the department will find that there's no problem whatsoever.
Yeoman says for a police department that finds itself in this situation, the best thing to do is work with the feds.
Some of these investigations turn into a kind of cooperative arrangement between the Department of Justice and the police department, where the Department of Justice can provide technical assistance and advice to a police department that really wants to reform.
Still, some agencies push back. Earlier this year, the county attorney in Missoula, Montana, Fred Van Valkenburg, vented his frustration over what he saw as Department of Justice bullying.
What they have done and they continue to do is how they say, well, if you just agree to what we want to do, we'll do it in a nice way. But if you don't agree to what we want, we'll be mean, we'll be rotten, we'll make this so painful, you'll wish you would have agreed.
Locals also sometimes question the fixes that are required by the feds. After a DOJ investigation, Seattle agreed to some new rules for how police can use force. Now some officers are suing over those rules, saying they may get cops killed. But ultimately, it often comes down to local pride. Columbus, Ohio official Steve Campbell went through this when the DOJ came knocking there more than a decade ago.
You're basically accusing a whole community, or at least their officers, of acting improperly to their citizens. And that's a very serious but very hard allegation. And so people, it's not unusual to become defensive about that.
But Campbell says local officials should listen to the complaints about their police, because those complaints didn't start with the Justice Department, he says. They started in the community. Martin Costi, NPR News.